Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are starting the show with our friend Rick Rule. Rick is probably the most influential person in the resource industry, and I'd have to say one of the nicest guys, if not the nicest guy in the resource industry. Chairman of Sprott, with his offices down in California. He's got a great team with him, and he's just a great guy. Anyway, Rick is starting a show. He's not actually starting the show. Agora Publishing, which was started by the first very important guest I ever had on the show back in probably 1999, Bill Bonner, had Bill on the show along with Addison Wiggin, who co-wrote a phenomenal book called Financial Reckoning Day. They did a show in Vancouver in the month of July. It's a four-day show at the Hotel Vancouver. Rick is now in charge of that. We're going to talk about it. It's Corey and I are going to be doing radio all 4 days there, July 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Hotel Vancouver, which is truly one of the grand old hotels in the world. Big Al normally doesn't like old hotels, but let me tell you, this one is absolutely wonderful. Tell us about the show, Rick.
The important thing to note is it comes off a very strong legacy. It has already been probably the finest high-end retail resource investment conference in the world. The Agora financial team has moved away from the conference because their publishing franchise is going more towards technology and less towards resources. So a Vancouver conference is less topical for them. We are taking the conference over from them, but really building on the Agora base. So it's a 15-year-old conference. The Agora headline speakers will be there. In fact, most of the large general circulation, resource-oriented financial newsletter writers in the world will be there. In addition, some important industry figures, the legendary Robert Friedland, a billionaire natural resource company starter, will be there. And 45 companies will be exhibiting there, all from the resource business. And this is an important thing to note, Al. Most of your listeners and readers who go to investment conferences go to look for specific investment ideas. At many conferences, the exhibitors are regarded as advertising revenue, which means the qualification to get a booth basically means that your check cashes. For 15 years, the attendees at the Agora conference told the conference on the attendee evaluation forms that they considered the exhibitors to be content, not merely advertising. And in every case, the exhibitors at this conference will be companies that Sprott has invested in. And the headline speakers all have veto rights over the exhibitors. So these exhibitors will be hand-chosen. That isn't to suggest that every exhibitor is going to be a successful stock speculation in the next 12 months. It's just that the value proposition that is offered up by each and every exhibitor has been attested to by virtue of the fact that we have invested in them and the headline speakers have not objected to them. I think that's a very important, sort of qualification for the conference. I have it as our goal, and I'm certain that we will succeed in our first year as making this the finest retail investment symposium on the planet.
Rick, I cannot say enough how much I appreciate that you guys aren't just willingly accepting a check from anybody from any company who wants to give it to you, because Al and I go to a lot of these shows, and not saying that these other shows are of a lesser quality, but you know what? Sometimes you walk around and you don't feel like the companies are there to truly contribute to the show. They're there to simply promote, and there's nothing wrong with that in the fact that I do like the aspect that the speakers have veto power. You're really trying to put together what sounds like a show where everybody is there for the purpose of really forwarding the industry, which is, I think, what we need right now. And you mentioned that you have some of the best speakers, really, that I think go to these conferences, and especially in the precious metals, what are some of the events that you guys are offering besides just the speeches and the keynotes where people can really have the option of talking face-to-face and asking their questions to really understand what's going on with the industry?
Well, we're going to have 17 headline speakers, including people like Doug Casey and Adrian Day, Matt Daddy Alley. Importantly, we are giving Robert Friedland, who is one of the most important entrepreneurs in the mining business of his generation, a full hour. I think he's an absolutely spectacularly bright human being. But we're going to have a lot of other fun things, too. Marin Katusa, who, of course, writes for Doug Casey, is going to have a panel of the under 40 successful speculators. You know, Al, you'll remember this, but a good part of the success that I enjoyed in my career was identifying the Bob Quartermains and the Ross Beatties and the Lucas Lundins before they were well known. And I've asked Marin Katusa to do the same thing for his generation that I did with my generation. There are absolutely superb people in the natural resource businesses that nobody has ever heard of. And as a consequence, their shares are not priced with the expectation of management success that they deserve, because the managers are less well known than the people of my age who have already proven their competence in three or four starts. So I'm very, very, very excited about that. I think that'll be a particularly useful set of circumstances. There will be lots and lots and lots of workshops. Clients have told us for 15 years that what they want in a conference, in addition to being spoken to in the general session, is lots of hands-on opportunities. So we're giving the headline speakers the opportunity to speak in smaller forums, in workshops, where they talk about how to employ the techniques and technologies that they talk about from the general session panel. I myself have, for 15 years at this conference, done the opening sessions at 7 o'clock in the morning. These are hour-long sessions that I call investors and speculators boot camps. So for the people who really come to work, for the people who didn't use up all of their energy the night before at dinner, at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll put on talks like how to interview mining company managements, how to look at and structure private placement investments, the sort of thing that in many conferences the attendees would not want, because at those conferences the attendees are not prepared to go into the detail that will be offered up at this conference.
Rick, I got to tell you, I'm really looking forward to this. I commend you for doing it. It's, you know, the conferences to a large extent have really turned into not really learning sessions, with some exceptions, okay? But a lot of the conferences really are totally revenue-driven, and like you say, all it takes to get in is to be able to write a check. That's something about the industry that I never cared for very much. I have a feeling that this conference is going to be a lot like the one that Corey and I attended, put on by Casey Research, that you were at down in Tucson. We didn't go to listen to Ron Paul one night because we wanted to watch a Husky game, of all things, but we were talking while watching that game that, you know, this is a really, really refreshing way to do things, because people are here to learn. The exhibitors there were really high-quality companies, each and every one of them, and I'm glad to see you're doing the same thing. We are going to have a representative from Sprott on the show every other week, and we're going to be talking not necessarily just about the conference, but we're going to be talking about their area of expertise and getting opinions from them on, obviously, investment issues. Rick, I'm looking forward to seeing you and the rest of the folks up in Vancouver, and I know that Corey is also. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with David Morgan, Chris Temple, Doc Richard Postma, and Gary Savage. We're going to get into the markets right now. You know, this past week has shown a couple of things in the markets to me, and I want to start out talking about precious metals. And the reason I want to do that is because I think it's been a very interesting week in the gold and silver sector. Why do I say that? I say that because in spite of the fact that the precious metals have truly been under what I would have to say quite a barrage of negative commentary. They haven't rolled over and died. Friday morning, when I first checked Friday morning with the metals, they were still up around, gold was still up around $1,300 an ounce. It was in the 1290s. To me, and I can't remember who said this in a daily editorial this past week, but one of you guys said that I think today was a red letter day for gold because gold continues to hang up there. I guess what I would like to get in terms of opinions here is I am suggesting, and I'm going to bring another factor in here real quick, I am suggesting that the conventional markets are probably going to plummet, and I think we may be starting to see the beginning of that with what's going on in the Russell 2000. Okay, that's, I think, could be the real canary in the coal mine here. But having said that, I think that what we're going to see over the next few months is we're going to see a reversal in the markets. We're going to see the conventional markets plummet simply because I believe they have to from a fundamental standpoint, and I think we're going to see the precious metals markets increase in value. Let's get some opinions on that. Gary, let's start with you, bud.
I'm in agreement with your call on the stock market. I think it is due to move down into a yearly cycle low here over the next probably 4 weeks. That's the most extreme selling event of a year, and that tends to infect everything. Gold is also due for a yearly cycle low, probably in that same time frame. So I'm not taking any move by gold serious at this point. I think the bullion banks are just whipsawing this thing back and forth to fleece short-term traders. But I do believe that gold will start to follow everything else down over the next few weeks into that yearly cycle low, either in the last week of May or first week of June. I am still expecting it to hold above that 1179 level, though.
Guys, I have liked how gold has managed to withstand some of the big selling that it has been subject to in the past couple of years. However, my issue is if the conventional markets do significantly pull back, that's going to flow into gold and silver too, and they are going to move back because when people start having margin calls, they are going to liquidate their gold holdings. And I just think that if we do see a big pullback in the conventional markets, it's going to pull down gold with it. However, after that, I think that gold will come back stronger and better than ever, but this might be 2, 3, maybe even 6 months down the road. Doc, what do you have to say about the conventional markets and the precious metals?
Well, I've been saying for some time I expect the low, and talking about Gary's cycles, I expect the low in gold, I've been saying this right along, to be mid-May to late May, maybe even the first week in June. I don't think we're going to see a big thrust down here yet. The technicals still, from a weekly standpoint, look good to me. And then I think we gradually start to move up in June and July. And I think the market, the conventional market, is topping out here. And I think we can look for it to start to roll over probably at the end of May. I think really go away in May is going to happen this year. It might be at the end of May, but June. But I'm not so negative on the gold market right now. I think we're coming very close to its low. I think we're going to move down and hit 1260. We may even get down to 1240. But I don't think we see it go much lower at the present time because charts just aren't showing that. In the gold stocks, I think they're going to be a little under pressure, some of them, but I think they're bottoming here, and I'm purchasing, frankly.
Chris, I know you got to get out of here and you won't be able to join us for the next segment, so I'd like to get you to weigh in on this one right now, and then I want to have that followed up, David, by you, because you are probably, you called the $48 top on silver, you've called some bottoms on silver in the past, you know, you got some really good insight into this stuff, but as Chris has to leave the studio here in about 5 minutes, Chris, let's get your opinion on that one real quick.
Well, sure, thanks, Al. The overall market, I've been saying for some time now, probably is not going to have any major move one way or the other. Should it break down? Heck yes. But among other things, you've got Janet Yellen this last week guaranteeing that she's not going to raise interest rates perhaps until the Cubs win the World Series, and that for as far into the future as you want to see, she's going to maintain negative real interest rates, which will probably become more so. That's going to buoy just about everything. So I think that the story with the stock market is less that we might see an overall broader correction, and more so that we will see just what we have for most of this year already. and that is what I've called the great rotation, where the small caps are weak, some of the NASDAQ stocks are weak, but there's a whole lot of stuff out there in energy, agriculture, a lot of good mom-and-pop dividend payers that are up 10 to 20% already this year and are still rising even as the market is going down. That's my focus. As far as gold, again, I think Mrs. Yellen's comments this week are going to undergird gold. You know, whether we break down technically again here or not, I don't know. I tend to think we won't. And one of the reasons I say might take that position with both of these things is that there's something coming up in just a few weeks that virtually nobody, not even the financial press, is talking about, and that's the Europe parliamentary elections. And what you are very likely to see by the end of May is an environment very much like we saw in 2010, where the bloom is again coming off the euro rose, so to speak, and a lot of money is going to pile into treasuries, it's going to pile into large cap U.S. stocks, and it's going to pile into gold, and maybe even turn around the lethargic U.S. dollar.
David? Fundamentally, the stock market's vastly overvalued, and gold is undervalued, but I think that technically it's going to go later in the year. I'm looking to like the September time frame. I think you're going to see the summer doldrums in the metals and probably the market generally to sell in May and go away and come back after Labor Day probably will hold. So I'm looking for the market to continue upward probably into the September time frame, and then I think once we get the pullback, and I think it'll be significant, I think it'll be similar to 2008, where you see all markets going down, like you said, Corey, gold sympathizing with the stock market generally, and then the first thing to turn around will be the precious metals market. So I'm seeing this thing continue onward, levitating, if you will, for another few months before we start to see a correction in the stock market, and at the same time, gold really start to take off. So by the end of the year, I think you're going to see a lot more interest in precious metals than you see presently.
I'd have to agree with that, Dave. You know, and the reason I say that is it all goes back to fundamentals. I think that we're going to wallow around here in these levels, and I would agree, probably, I know the doc doesn't agree with this, and we're going to get into that in the next segment, but I think we're going to wallow around during the summer months simply because that traditionally is what has always happened. I think that come September or thereabouts, I think you're going to see a resurgence of interest in gold, and I think that the chickens are going to come home to roost vis-a-vis the conventional markets. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Now you know where these gentlemen stand in terms of their prognostications, for lack of better terms, on the markets. I think we're all in agreement on that. You know, something we've never talked about on the show before is the background that that these experts have. I happen to take it all for granted because I've known them for so long. They're damn near like family to me. But, you know, it's I think it's important for listeners to realize why people like David Morgan, Doc Geary, etc., why they got into the business that they got into. You know, in the case of writing newsletters or in the case of Doc, a very, very strong passion for technicals in the market. Why all that happened? Because I think that then you'll understand the passion of these people and what you can gain from them in terms of listening to them on this show, listening to them on other programs, etc., etc. And David, I'd like to start out with you simply because I've known you the longest of anybody and I got all the time in the world for what you're doing. You're a real student of economics and finance. You're a real student of precious metals. You probably have the number one reputation of anybody in the silver sector in the world, I have to say. You speak all over the world at various conferences. I know that, you know, you started out, you have a degree, if I'm not mistaken, in engineering from Cal Poly. Then you went on to Cal State, and you got a master's degree in business administration. Why did you take that route, Dave, and what are you doing right now to help people?
Well, it all started really when I was 11 and the currency changed. I was getting paid 25 cents a week to water my dad's citrus orchard by hand. And he was giving him a cupro nickel quarter. And I put it against the 90% silver coins. And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. They can't be equal in value. But it didn't seem that any adults were paying attention. So that was sort of the wake-up call. And I just became fascinated with money. And I was an avid reader even as a kid, and I read something about, you know, investing, and I thought, well, what's that? You know, and I started to investigate it. So I just kind of had a very curious mind, and I read, like, None Dare Call a Conspiracy very early, and that will really mess you up, because once you learn that the Federal Reserve is a private corporation, and that, as Chris talked about with usury and fractional reserve banking, and you understand basically how the system works, and most people at that time didn't, it put me on this path, and it basically ended where, you know, I've been the last several years where I've started the website and do what I do. But the passion became honesty. I mean, my mission statement is to teach and empower people to understand the benefits of an honest financial system. And without integrity in the system, it starts to break down, and that's what we've seen. And we've seen that throughout history. A monetary history is very clear of what happens, and it's basically honesty. People say, well, if we go on a gold standard, everything's going to be wonderful. Well, we've been on gold standards, and it's wonderful for a while, but then the honesty starts to break down, and as the United States did in the last time that we had a gold standard, they basically printed more dollars than there was gold to back, and De Gaulle called their bluff, and now we've started on this fiat experiment that's been tried many times, and it always blows up. So passionate about it, Al, basically a roundabout way to get it. I didn't start off at 11 years old saying I'm going to be doing what I'm doing now, but I was very curious about money, how it, you know, what it is, and what repercussions it has, and the deeper I got into the subject, the more passionate I became, and I still continue to learn. There's a lot to learn in this field, obviously, and things continue to change. So I probably spoke too long, but that's how I got into the field.
Richard, Doc, Postma, I find your background to be just fascinating because you don't necessarily have the background or the diehard investing newsletter background that a lot of our guests have. You are, as we call you, Doc, a retired physician, and I find your technicals to be spot on, just as good as anybody else. So you want to explain to us how you got to where you are right now?
Yeah, Corey, when I was young, one of the most valuable things my dad ever taught me was purchase everything with cash. And he also put me to work at an early age, first around the house, but then I went to work on muck farms when I was in the sixth grade. I could hardly lift the crates of cabbage we had to haul out of the fields. I was so small. But then I graduated to digging ditches to put myself through college and through medical school. But even then, I had a love for the markets, and I started investing in the stock market at an early age, and I was fascinated by it. And I learned pretty soon that if you want to be really successful from a fundamental standpoint to a technical standpoint, that technicals were a lot more valuable to me because it took human manipulation out of the system. So that's when I started to learn technicals. And then once I semi-retired a few years back, I really was able to start to concentrate on them. And over time, I put together my own way of my own proprietary way of looking at technicals. I've done a lot of reading on it by other people, but I put together my own system to look at them, and maybe that's why I've been able to be quite accurate in my calls.
Well, you certainly are, Doc, very accurate in your calls, and you're on our show on a daily basis in terms of doing the daily editorials along with Gary and Chris. And I have to say that our listeners, you know, we get about, 10 or 15,000 a day that listen to what you have to say, and I think that you're providing them with a real valuable service. And you also don't have a product to sell, which is kind of an interesting thing. We will be starting a newsletter, by the way, associated with our site. Corey and I and Doc and some of the other regulars are going to be contributing to that on a biweekly basis, so we're hoping that you folks will enjoy that. You know, Gary, we've only known you for, maybe just a skosh under 2 years. Laura Stein introduced you to us. You were a successful business guy. You decided to follow your passion, which was finance. You shut down a restaurant, if I'm not mistaken, that you owned, and you went wholeheartedly into the newsletter business. And quite frankly, you've got a great following around the world. Why did you choose that tact as opposed to being a successful restaurateur?
Actually, I just retired from my businesses and in my mid-40s, and I didn't intend to do anything but enjoy the rest of my life. And I started the newsletter kind of as just a hobby, as a blog, and then it kind of morphed into a newsletter over several years in the late 2007 maybe. And at that point, I had recognized the secular gold bull market in gold, and decided that I would start writing a newsletter and see if I couldn't help people to learn about investing and ride the entire secular bull market.
Guys, I have to say, Al and myself we both feel very blessed and very fortunate to have a cast of characters such as yourself, so knowledgeable, coming at the markets and taking a look at just society in general in such a level-headed way, I think, and such a reasonable way. You guys don't get caught up by what the mainstream media tends to forward tell us, and you guys are really capable and able of coming on the show and expressing your thoughts and presenting them to our audience. I know our audience absolutely loves hearing from you guys, and Gary, Doc, Chris Temple, you guys that come on a regular daily basis to keep us up to date on what's going on in the markets. Al and myself, as everybody knows, we are very much intrigued and involved in the precious metals industry. I know Al has his reasons, my reasons. Quite frankly, I grew up in it, and I think that gold and silver, they have been around. They have been a staple in every society, and our society is trying to move away from these, and I just, for the long term, do not think that is going to work. Al, you want to take it away?
Yeah, you didn't run out of breath. I've got to compliment you on that one, Mr. Fleck. You know, it's a real pleasure being associated with guys like this. They are some of our best friends, certainly in the world. But it's, you know, we learn so much from these guys, and that's really the strength of our show. We learn as a group. Whether it's Corey and I, our guests, our listeners, what have you, we learn as a group. And, you know, one thing I learned a long time ago, a little too many learns in that sentence, but the one thing that I learned is when you stop learning, when you stop being open-minded, that's when you die. And trust me, anybody who listens to this show ain't going to fall into that category. We're going to be right back with Valentin Schmidt. Valentin is the business editor of the Epoch Times back in New York.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium base, and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Corey and I are chatting with Valentine Schmidt right now. Valentine is a business editor of the Epoch Times. You know, from a design standpoint and also obviously from a content standpoint, but the museum, which is one of my favorite places to visit in Washington, D.C., continues to give awards to the Epoch Times for their design, which I think is very, very shows you the quality of the paper. It is, quite frankly, a really interesting paper. Valentine, you brought up a point that I find to be interesting, and that is Bloomberg, if I'm not mistaken, came out early last week. And
Financial Times,
right, came out last week and basically stated that by the end of this year, 2014, China will have overtaken the United States in terms of the aggregate size of the economy. The Financial Times went on and said that in India will be in third place. I thought that was a very, very interesting commentary. I could not dispute the facts because the Financial Times is, you know, a pretty credible paper. You, however, do. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, hi, first of all, it's always nice to be on the show.
Always nice to have you, man.
Always. I would recommend your readers, if they can't get a print copy of the Epoch Times, check out our website at www.theepochtimes.com. Yeah, you can see all our stuff there, including a column I had to write last week, taking the FT to task for basically getting way ahead of itself, because they cited this report by the World Bank, which is pretty interesting, because they use this concept of a purchasing power parity to determine the relative sizes of the economy. Now, normally what people do is they just take the GDP of the U.S., which in 2012 was $16.2 trillion, and then they take the in dollars, and then they take the Chinese GDP, which was, I don't know, probably around 80 trillion yuan, divided by roughly 7, and the exchange rate between the U.S. and the dollar and the yuan, and you get 8.2 trillion. And that expression, Chinese GDP was half the size of the United States GDP. And obviously, this basically back of the envelope calculation, it cannot be compared to measure the sizes of the economy, because ultimately what is GDP supposed to tell you? It's a measure of production, is a measure of wealth. But most of the products produced in an economy are independent of the exchange rate. All the houses that are built for domestic citizens, all the food for domestic consumption, that doesn't have to do with any exchange rate. In fact, the exchange rate is dominated by capital flows, by speculation, in China-US case, by manipulation. So the World Bank has a pretty good starting point in saying, well, let's try to find a better measure. measure. Now, what's that better measure? It's called purchasing power parity. I'll explain it real quick. The simplest way of doing that is using a fairly standardized product and see how much it costs in one country and the other. For example, a Big Mac. So let's say a Big Mac costs, I don't know, what does it cost here, $3-4, and it might only cost $2 in China. So that means that the exchange rate of China is about 100% undervalued. It should really be the same. So with $2 in China, you can buy the same as you can with $4 in the United States. And they do the same thing for the whole, all the products in the economy. And using that method, they found that actually the Chinese economy now is at 83% the size of the US economy, which is quite a lot. They take data from 2011. No, 87% it is. You know, that's fair and square. I buy that. But then the FT basically makes a pretty crackpot, and I'm surprised that this editor made that mistake. Then he says, okay, this is 2011 data. But now the Chinese economy grew faster, about 4% faster than the US economy in the last 2012, 2013, and 2014 as well. So we have about 12%. So that's the difference, right? And this is completely wrong. You're comparing apples to oranges because of this principle, how you compare economies with the purchasing power parity. You cannot extrapolate growth from it, especially relative growth. You have to take a completely new snapshot every single year, but they don't do that. They do it every, when was the last time? In 2005 and then 2011. So they do it every 6 years. And this even, the report states it relatively clearly. Let me just find the quote. So in the report it says, changes in the volume indexes between reference years are thus due to changes in relative price levels as well as changes in relative volume levels. As a result, the rates of relative growth derived from the indexes are not consistent with those obtained from GDP volumes estimated by the economies themselves. So if you want to get the growth differential, you have to go back to the exchange rate method, which mathematically makes sense, but then you cannot apply it to the purchasing power parity method. And then last but not least, the report cites itself that the margin of error is absolutely huge because of the complexity of the statistical calculation. So it's 15%. So obviously that may mean that China is already bigger than the United States, but it may also mean that it's at 72% instead of 87. So these are two things that FT omitted, and I wasn't really unhappy with it because you see this sort of bias that they want to make the China bigger than the United States.
Valentine, there's no doubt that China has been growing at a rate faster than the U.S. for quite some time now, and whether we take into account an exchange rate variable or going by certain products to determine the purchasing power in the country, China does continue to produce a lot of goods, and they continue to focus on trying to generate a better domestic economy. China has so many people in it that I think that is the big swing factor here, is that if the Chinese people continue to get a wealthier, although there is still that wealth gap there, I think that they are positioned better than the U.S. economy simply because they have more people, they produce more resources, and they continue to export, and if they can grow that import economy or their domestic economy, I don't see it being a surprise that China not only overtakes the U.S., but far exceeds the U.S. economy. Your comments?
Your first point was more people. Actually, the demographics of the United States is far better than China because with the immigration, the United States is growing above replacement rate, whereas China is actually not. The working population has already started to decline. Why? Because of the effects of the one-child policy. This is irreversible for the next couple of decades. So China already reaped the benefits of the more people. Now they're going to have to deal with the more retirees and more people on welfare, which their system is absolutely not equipped to do. I'm not saying that our welfare system is great. Of course it's not. It's pretty much bankrupt, but they don't even have one. Second thing is there's about, because again of the world of the one child policy, it's got 80 million fewer women. That means a few 80 million at least disgruntled men who won't find a wife and fewer children in the future. So demographics is not something working in China's favor from a flow perspective, from a change perspective. Yes, now they have more people, but in the future that's going to get worse. In terms terms of consumer economy, you're absolutely right. The wealth gap is just basically an oligarchy reaping all the profits. The consumers themselves are poor. They're saving a lot because they don't have the welfare benefits. They don't have retirement saving. So even if you increase their wages 50, 100%, they will still save a lot because they don't get anything. Now, what happens with these savings? Either they're stashed in a bank account, which has negative real interest rates. So again, no real increase in consumption possible, or they're stashed in a real estate condominium which is pretty much a bubble where the prices are going to go down from now on. So this consumer economy thing is really not happening in China. There's no way it's going to happen without crashing the credit bubble, which, by the way, is also bigger than the United States, increased their credit system from about $1 trillion in 2000 to $25 trillion now, which is about three times their GDP. Exactly, half is worse again than in the United States. And last but not least, in terms of innovation, the long-term driver, productivity, China actually doesn't produce resources. It consumes a lot of resources, and it does so in a very inefficient way. So if you look at the number I always love to use, China has 10% of world output, but they use 50% of cement, they use 50% of steel, they use 50% of 30% of oil. I mean, is that efficient? Is that sustainable? Clearly not. So the question is, and this is the point I'm going to concede to you, is whether their old crackpot credit, resource guzzling, investment-driven spending will last long enough to overtake the United States. That's a possibility, but at one point this whole system will crash and they'll either have a massive recession or they'll just not grow for about 30 years. And the United States will continue growing, maybe at a small pace. Maybe we get rid of all the debt here, then we grow faster again. The point is, demographics and innovation clearly go in the United States' favor.
And there you have it from Valentin Schmidt, Views on China. Valentin is the business editor of the Epoch Times. Stick around. We're at the top of the hour. We'll be right back with the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.